This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
The angels' song over Bethlehem's pastureland was the curtain raiser to human history's most pivotal event that would change time and eternity. A few shepherds heard the declaration of what the world always longed for, peace and goodwill. But after that brief supernatural interlude, life skipped back to normal. And normal wasn't peace or goodwill. Far from it. Soon after the heavenly declaration, one man, whose heart was ruled by hate, let loose one of human history's worst state-sponsored infanticide. I wonder how the shepherds felt when a short time after the angel song, their ears had to cope with the wailing of Bethlehem's mothers as Herod's violent soldiers killed children under 2 years. But the declaration had been made. The Saviour had been born. He would usher in peace and goodwill. Not all of Herod's focused hate could undo that divine declaration. The one Herod sought to destroy was safe. No one could touch him until he accomplished what he had come to do. Jesus declared the good news that the kingdom of God was about to be ushered in. In his Sermon on the Mount, he declared the constitution of that kingdom, the principles by which it ran. He gave people a foretaste of life in that kingdom, by forgiving and restoring sinners, by compassionately healing the sick, by showing kindness towards the marginalized, accepting the rejected, providing for every need. The joy and hope of this kingdom of God which he declared drew crowds to him. This was indeed the gospel, the good news. But to the powers of the fallen world we live in, this kingdom was not good news. It challenged existing power structures which made the entitled insecure. It threatened political structures that thrived on violence and control. Jesus' stern indictment of religious bigotry had the religious leaders up in arms. While every worldview, political dispensation and religious doctrine claims to desire what Jesus was actually offering in his kingdom. Like for example, in India we say, Sarve Jana Sukhino Bhavantu, let all people be happy everywhere. Yet, when this kingdom is close to becoming a reality, all powers and institutions of this earth oppose it. Religious leaders, political masters, all reacted like porcupines to a rustic wandering rabbi. They all came together in their hatred of Jesus and what he promised. They were jealous of his popularity. They were suspicious of his intentions and his claims. They were contemptuous of his origins. They resented his authority and were bitter about their waning popularity and power. Well, the ingredients were all in place. And when the powers of evil got together, they concocted full-blown hatred. They could find nothing to blame Jesus for, yet they hated him. They could pin no crime on him, yet they hated him. Even their warped and contorted minds had to struggle to find allegations against him, yet they hated him. Powers of evil could recognize God and the power of his love in Jesus, and therefore they inherently hated Jesus. John in his Gospel in chapter 18 records for us a drama of hate and love acting spontaneously at Gethsemane. The hate-driven arrest triggered a violent retaliation of hate by Peter, who drew a sword and ended up cutting off Malchus's ear. Today, hate is normalized, even idolized by media and the arts. Hate is portrayed as a strong, macho, energizing emotion that propels one to heroic action. But what does hate energize? Violence. How does its strength play out? In destruction. What does it focus on? Self-aggrandization. Beloved, hate begets hate. But look at Jesus' reaction. Standing at the cusp of bearing the full force of the hatred of all the forces of evil of all time, Jesus spontaneously commands the end of violence and in loving compassion heals Malchus's ear. Classically, the suffering Jesus at the receiving end of hate in its cruelest form, prayed that God would forgive the perpetrators of that hate. That is love. Love that defeated the hateful powers of darkness. Love that healed. love that bridged heaven and earth, love that reconciled humans and God. The cross inaugurated the kingdom of God, reclaiming all that sin and evil had destroyed. Paradoxically, Jesus' kingdom began at the cross, at what seemed to be the defeat of his claims. When the grave broke open, unable to hold the sinless one, the power of hate was broken once and for all by amazing, inexplicable, unfathomable love. Love that opened up peace with God and ushered in his kingdom, where once again God would be king and justice and equity would reign. Hate will lead to death with no return. Death of the spirit, death of character, death of relationship, death of all that is worth living for. Love, on the other hand, gently restores and patiently builds. Dearly beloved, I present to you today the broken power of hatred and the redeeming power of love. The choice is clearly yours. Hate kills and is already dead. Choose love, my friend. Choose Jesus.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.